Welcome to the College Admissions Process Podcast presented by Prep Expert. Prep Expert offers live online SAT and ACT courses with the best score guarantees, instructors, and curriculum. Go to prepexpert.com to guarantee your child's success. Welcome to The Cap, where we are here to speak with college reps and other professionals in the field of college admissions to help answer all your questions and guide you through every step of the process. So if you're serious about college admissions, you've come to the right place. Are you ready? Let's talk about it. And now, here's your host, Dr. John Durante. Welcome to The Cap, the College Admissions Process Podcast. I am your host, John Durante, and today our guests are Leslie and Libby Marks, the mother-daughter duo behind Tutoring by a College Professor, a proven resource for individualized supplemental instruction across the United States. I came to know them after recording the podcast with The Ohio State. I looked into their resources. I think it's going to add a lot of value to you, the listeners. And so I invited Libby and Leslie to come on. TutoringProf.com. That's TutoringProf, as in Frank.com, pairs high school and college students with subject matter experts. They work with 150 plus colleges and universities and have helped over 5,000 students to date in all college subjects. In a post-COVID era, college students need more support than ever, and I would like to spread the word about the virtual resources they offer for students in all subjects, including standardized test prep, college and grad school admissions, essay help, and so much more. Libby, Leslie, thank you so much for being here. I already know how awesome you are. Welcome to the podcast.
John, thank you so much for having us. It's so great to be here. It means the world to us to be a part of this podcast and help with the amazing support system that you are helping all these parents with. We understand the high-stakes college process and are here to help. I'll introduce myself really quickly. I am Leslie. I am the owner of Tutoring by a College Professor. I am a graduate of The Ohio State University. It was such an amazing experience. It's such a wonderful institution. I have three students myself, actually. My youngest is Evelyn, and she is a senior at Vanderbilt studying chemical engineering. My son is a graduate of Vanderbilt University, and he is now a second-year medical student at Vanderbilt Medical School. And I will let Libby talk now about herself.
Absolutely. Thank you, Mom. And John, thank you so much for having us here today. It's such a pleasure to be able to connect with you and your listeners. I'm Libby. I'm the Director of Operations for Tutoring by a College Professor, where I have the pleasure of working with my mom, Leslie, as well as 400 amazing tutors all across the U.S. and college students all across the country. We so enjoyed the episode with our dear friend Jill and Nancy from Ohio State. And I can attest, as a student who grew up in Columbus and whose dad was an Ohio State professor, that it is truly a very special institution. I personally went to Emory University. I graduated from their Goizueta Business School in 2020 during COVID. I concentrated in information systems and operations, as well as strategy and management consulting. I worked in consulting for a number of years before joining my mom, Leslie, full-time around a year ago, as Tutoring by a College Professor has gotten so busy. So with that, we're very excited to be here and to be able to connect with all of your listeners.
Well, thank you so much. And again, it's an honor having you here. And you mentioned some special colleges or universities, and the work that you guys are doing is truly special, which is why we're here. So let's start by asking you to tell us about how you got started with this amazing business.
So I joined my mom around a year ago. And at that point, our business was a full-blown college subject tutoring company. But my dad, Professor Matthew Marks, he passed away in 2020. But
sorry.
He started our business as a ACT-SAT prep business throughout Central Ohio. He was very much ahead of the curve when it came to virtual learning. He actually started our business on Skype, which was what he used back then. And today we use Zoom, but back then he used Skype. And he also connected with students all across Central Ohio and beyond, really instilling them with the skills to not only succeed on those standardized tests, but to develop those study skills that are so vital for college success. So my dad started the business then, and then in 2020, my mom and I, we really pivoted the business to focus a little bit more on college tutoring. My mom did an amazing job of onboarding 50 Ohio State graduate students and professors to take over my dad's load of students. And she can talk a little bit about sort of what they do today.
Sure. So Matt's calling was working with young minds, and it meant the world to me to be able to support him in that. Both of my parents were both educators. My mom was a Head Start teacher for many years, and my father was the youngest high school principal in Ohio. Matt and I first thought of starting this business when he was working at a group tutoring service. He soon found out that one-on-one tutoring was much more successful to enable deeper learning, build rapport, and improve test scores. That's when he got thinking about the business name and the branding, and that's how we came up with Tutoring by a College Professor. It truly started with one business card, and he soon became known as the premier ACT-SAT tutor in Central Ohio.
Well, thank you so much for that overview. We really appreciate it. And I know that you guys offer so much for students and families. So I want to dig deeper. First of all, what qualifications do your tutors have and how are they even selected?
So our tutors are all subject matter experts. They're professors, PhDs, lecturers, grad students, and professionals, depending on the subject. When Libby spoke briefly to this, that when Matt suddenly passed away, we banded together 50 Ohio State grad students who took over his load. And things just really picked up at that point. And we had instructors that were friends of Matt's from all over the country pick up part of his load. And we just got bigger and bigger and bigger. This year, since Libby has been on board, we've launched a nationwide campus campaign. We've just been having so much fun. We've been to Tufts University. We went to Tufts, actually, for their move-in, and then they invited us back for their parents' weekend. Libby did a lecture at Monmouth University. We were at Bentley University, Vanderbilt. We've also been to Tulane. We were just at Tulane at some of their club meetings and spoke with people there. So it's been a whirlwind, and I'm going to let Libby take it from here and talk about the hiring process.
Yeah, absolutely. So in terms of hiring, it is truly handpicked. Our tutors come from top graduate programs across the United States, and we handpick each and every one of those tutors with my dad's mission in mind. His mission was to help every student realize that hard work, preparation, and a great attitude are key to success. And this is all made possible through the help of a caring tutor. We actually developed a student parent intake form on our website so that way when folks sign up for tutoring, we take into account information about each student, the course and the specific content they need help with, their learning style, and more in order to make effective pairings between tutors and students.
Well, that's so important to make the pairings between the students and the tutors. And I was curious, what subjects and levels of college courses do you specialize in? And can you help with specific high school, for example, AP or IB curriculum as well?
Yes. So our 400 expert tutors can tackle any challenging courses your students are facing. We handle all courses at high schools, college, and grad schools, even the professional exams. We love helping high school students because it's important that they get into the proper learning mode of study habits early, which can carry over. With regard to AP and IB courses, we have actual high school teachers from across the country that have worked for us for years. They have actually taught these classes. They understand the content of the test, and they understand the value of the test. What a lot of people aren't, you know, don't understand about these tests are, they're a tremendous advantage to a student when they score well, because they have the ability then to place out of a class or place into a higher level of a class. And this translates to a financial savings for parents. I often hear from students how they were able to graduate a semester early because they had enough AP credits to fulfill whatever, you know, credits they needed at that school. So also, in addition to that, it helps, you know, to sometimes have extra time. You can devote time in your schedule to internships and clubs and, you know, other things that we find that are so, you know, advantageous at college.
Well, AP credits could certainly help students and their families with the financial savings portion of the college admissions process, which is definitely on so many families' minds. I was curious, what would you say are the biggest challenges first-year college students face, and how can we help prepare our students to overcome those challenges?
So challenges for first-year college students can differ greatly depending on each individual's personal and interpersonal strengths and weaknesses, and these can span from academic to personal and social challenges. Now, my mom is an amazing parent coach, and she and I speak to college students every day as well. We're able to talk about some of those personal and social challenges if you and your listeners are curious about any of those. But
sure. We
can officially help with that academic piece. So with regard to those challenges, they typically stem from three things which we know to be true. The first being that college course content is significantly more difficult than high school course content. This is because in college courses, and it's really the same for AP and IB courses, students are asked to apply knowledge in a way that they're not used to from high school courses that typically just call on students to memorize the content. The second thing we know to be true about college is that the day-to-day class schedule is far less structured than what students are used to from high school. And I'm very curious, John, what you do with your seniors to sort of help bridge the gap there. And then the third thing is that college grades are dependent on far fewer assignments than in high school. In high school, students have the opportunity to get participatory credit by showing up to class, completing homework assignments, and other extra credit projects, versus in college, grades are much more dependent on exams, and homework and practice problems are intentionally given to students in order to master the material. So that way, when that test comes around, they're able to apply it in ways they haven't been asked to.
Well, I would say that study habits are obviously a very important piece of all of this. So what can you tell us about strategies that you recommend to help students develop strong and consistent routines from that transition from high school to college?
Well, the most successful college students get into a new routine and are always aware of that routine so that they can change it when things aren't working. College requires students to be agile in their learning, as there will be some weeks that are more assignment or project heavy and other weeks that are more exam heavy. And these require different strategies. Our tutors are here to impart advice on how to work smarter. And I often hear from parents that the tutors really keep kids on schedule during those slower weeks. They have accountability to their tutor. The tutors are experts in their subject, so they are able to foresee what the next lesson is going to be about. And they help the student prepare before the student even enters the classroom again during the next, you know, cycle of heavier work. So having a tutor helps a student work much smarter and provides them additional time in their day.
On that same note, it's important to remember that just because a student gets a question correct on a homework assignment, it does not mean that they actually understand why that is the answer. And it's these kinds of sneaky misunderstandings that our tutors recognize in these dedicated sessions. And that's really what takes our students' grades and learning up to the college level.
Right. And when it comes to grades, students need to keep in mind that although most of the course grade is exam dependent for the majority of courses, that does not mean you should skip class, readings, or homework. And as Libby said, you know, these are all carefully selected to help with the test material.
Well, we appreciate that. And I was curious, what about once a student is on a college campus, what resources would you say are usually available on campus for that continued academic support?
Well, colleges have amazing resources, and we are firm believers that students should take advantage of all of the resources on campus. That includes learning centers, writing centers, teacher assistant hours, professor hours. We are an additional resource to those. Keep in mind that some of these resources at some colleges tend to be packed and may not be accessible during the times that the student has to go there. You know, there could be only a one slot for, you know, math 115, and that student right. has another class then. We're available when the student needs us. Evenings, weekends, around their busy schedule. But absolutely, we are an additional resource.
How about helping students with the balance once they're on a college campus between academics and, of course, hopefully they're having a great social life as well, right? But we want to make sure they find that balance. So what could you offer in that area?
Well, every college student, whether they're having a great social life or whether it's taking a little longer than they expect, will feel a significant adjustment from high school to college when it comes to the factors of academics and extracurriculars, coupled with all of the personal adjustments of not living with their parents anymore, not living with their siblings anymore, and living now with a brand new roommate who comes with totally different life experiences, preferences, quirks. But students can balance it all through the right discipline and planning. Here at Tutoring by a College Professor, we firmly believe that adulting has a learning curve, and we embrace that, and we have the support for it. And my mom can speak to some of that.
Sure. So parents looking to help students in these areas have to walk a fine line, I think. You know, you wouldn't believe how many calls I get where a mother is telling me that she's setting her own alarm clock to wake up her student 4 hours away, right? So we are here to help with those things too. Let us take the pressure off. You know, we have executive functioning coaches available. We have different support so that the parent is able to be a supporter in the broad sense, right? The overall sense. I feel like parents should be involved in the big picture and help provide resources and be aware of how their student is feeling and all those kind of things. But they should never be involved in a day-to-day in a way where they're texting a professor or they're calling a tutor. I feel like that is in the hands of the student at this stage of the game. Listen, I'm a mom too, and I've gotten those calls too, where I've wanted to pick up the phone and be like, but we can't do those things. You know, we provide the resources at Tutoring by a College Professor to let the student be a self-advocate.
One thing I would like to add too is that a student has lots of different folks on their campus whom they are able to rely on to help them balance these things from the start. First and foremost, the first person they will meet on campus is their residential advisor or their RA. As a parent, that would be the only person to speak to. That is the person who is living in their dormitory, who knows their student on a first name basis, and is there to help in the situations where a student is, I would say, in danger and really needs true support from a parent. Otherwise, we believe that college is the time where students can learn in a safe environment how to be more independent.
Well, we appreciate that. And that's why I had you guys on, because this is far more than just a tutoring company. The amount of resources that you offer is truly inspiring. And I remember myself when I was in college many years ago, stressing out during midterm week and finals week, you know, any exam time. So what would you say are some effective ways to handle the stress and pressures of college, especially during those exam periods?
Well, I feel, you know, basic things are super important. 6 to 8 hours of sleep a night is one of those things. Being involved in extracurricular activities that you did in high school that you want to continue doing in college. I think that's a great way to relieve stress. We always feel that college isn't a time for out with the old and in with the new. You're able to rely on your support system from home, your best friend from high school, a coach that was a mentor. That's all great. You're building new relationships and you're still keeping those old. Some kids feel overwhelmed because it's all new to them. You're not leaving behind the old stuff. This part is new. This is a new chapter, but you're bringing along everything else.
Well, that's awesome. And how can students learn to manage their time effectively when they're away and alone for the first time and have to be responsible for their own schedules?
Well, there's a reason why syllabus week at the very beginning of the semester is a whole week. And it's not so the student can just hang out in between classes and socialize. Well, it is sort of for that. But it's also for the fact that college requires significant planning, and it takes a full week to grab onto a physical calendar or a calendar app and plan out your week, your month, your day. Set goals for yourself, set biweekly reminders about long-term assignments that you have, so that way when the due date comes along or the test comes along, you're not cramming, you're not pulling all-nighters. I also believe that it's important to treat college like a work day. Get out of your dorm room. If you start classes in the morning on Tuesday, Thursdays, and in the afternoon on Monday, Wednesday, Fridays, I would still encourage you to wake up and be ready to start your day by 9 a.m. like it's a work day. Not only will this help you to complete assignments when you are most fresh during the day, but it will also get you into the habit of a normal working schedule that will last you long after you graduate. I think it's also helpful to have accountability. If you have a roommate who can keep you accountable, a friend from class, or even your tutor, that can be very helpful in terms of planning.
We always recommend that a student make a friend in each class so that they have somebody to study with, that they have someone to get the notes from. That's a huge advantage.
And what would you say is the best approach to encourage our students to seek help if, in fact, they are struggling, right? Because college is not peaches and creams for everyone, especially from day one. So when they're struggling, again, what's the best approach there? What would you say?
I feel like there's several, lines of help. And often when students talk to their peers, that is a strong support system. Moving forward with that, they have their TAs as a resource and they have their professors. And, adulting is hard and college is hard and life doesn't stop. College goes on, but life goes on too. My own kids had a challenge. Their father passed away during college. The resources that were available to those kids is what was tremendous, and it really helped them. And these professors and these TAs, they're people too, and they understand. So I think just talking and being a self-advocate is a huge piece.
Well, I really appreciate that. And, we talked about the parents a little bit earlier, but how much should we as parents stay involved in our child's academic journey once they're on that college campus?
Well, as a mom, I can tell you want to hear from your kids every day. But I always tell this story, which someone told to me, and I continue to tell to parents. These kids call you and they tell you that something happened in their day that was challenging for them, and they're upset for that minute. And that sticks with you the entire day. And you think about it the entire day and you wonder how they are. And 2 minutes later, their roommate came in and they went to Starbucks and they forgot about it. So I think it's very important to know what is a big problem and what is something that is just part of the day. Not every day at home was fun, and not every day at college is going to be fun too. So I think that's a big piece of life. We all see all the social media, and the kids think that every day, it's a football day and a party, but it's just not like that. So that's one thing. But again, I just think following through the lines of help, the peers, the TAs, the professors, the RA. Thank goodness on these campuses, there's plenty of mental health resources if your student needs that. They're amazing at these schools. So I just think that, you know, your student succeeds and they chose their school for a reason. And you have provided support for 18 years and now they're ready to do some work on their own.
Absolutely. And those are great pieces of advice. And are there any signs of academic burnout that we should watch for and be aware of? And how can we support them through it?
So, like my mom said, I think that most of the time, a bad day is just a bad day, and students have the strength and are able to put it behind them. However, there are certain circumstances in which there is burnout, and it can happen. And here are the things to look out for. On one hand of the stick, there's a student who's not going to class or not completing assignments. If that is your student who's not going to class, I would remind your student that it's really never too late to start going to a class that you haven't been to yet. You might be scared, you might be nervous, you might be thinking, oh no, what if I take someone's seat? What if the professor calls me out? I can assure you that nobody will single you out, and the professor will be happy to see you there and happy to help you catch up as best as they can. If you have a student who's not completing assignments, that could be for a number of reasons. There might be a deeper issue that could be solved through counseling or problem solving, but there could be a deeper issue there that could be solved through counseling, or maybe their career aspirations have changed. Maybe they just aren't understanding the material and they feel it's too late to catch up, or other external factors. On the other hand, you might have a student who is typically a very successful student who now has become overly competitive with classmates in terms of grades and ranks, or has become obsessive over one class or one professor and is foregoing other classes, foregoing exercise, sleep, or other important factors to be a successful college student.
Well, that's awesome. And what other skills would you say, aside from the academic ones, are essential for college students to succeed in their coursework?
Well, I think self-accountability is a big one. I think self-advocacy is huge. I think that's very important. I think that's important in all stages of life. Social skills. I think that a lot of kids need to know how to have a budget. That's a piece of college that affects many different families. I also feel like goal setting is huge, and that is very important. Coping skills. As I said, life goes on, and you know, these kids need to know the resources and how to cope. They need to be able to be problem solvers. And, you know, that's where parents step in. They are able to help provide resources and, you know, lead the kids in the right direction.
Terrific. And, you know, there's also those professors on campus. How can our students build positive relationships with professors? And why would you say is that an important part of the college journey?
Students should introduce themselves to their professors. They are the ones who are providing the grades. They are giving the inside scoop on exams. They provide letters of recommendation to students. They provide career advice and networking opportunities. Often they are club advisors if a student wants to start a club or join a club. And they often become university administrators. So I think there's a lot of different reasons why they should, you know, let the professor know who they are. And I feel like the professors love that. They want to know their students.
Absolutely. Go ahead, Libby.
Additionally, I think that it's important to participate during class, to not just attend class physically, but mentally. Turn off your phone, put it on Do Not Disturb, shut your laptop, and take out an old-fashioned notebook and pencil and just take notes and listen. Even some professors might not even want students to take notes. They might just want them to participate and listen and ask questions. Those are the things that help build positive relationships, not only with professors, but those are things that make your peers notice you in the best ways possible.
Well, that's awesome. This is great advice. Unfortunately, it does lead us to the last question, ladies, which is, what are the benefits of participating in study groups or tutoring services? And when should a student consider joining one?
There's no wrong time to bring in a tutor or a study group. There are a lot of times the classes have cumulative finals, so it's better late than never. Before your student has to retake the class, there, you know, it's very important to understand that sometimes these classes are only offered during certain semesters. So we want to do the best we can so that we can continue to matriculate to the next class. And, you know, choose a resource that your student can connect with on a deeper level. We really take time and pride in connecting our students with the very best resource for them, the very best tutor who really understands the class and is an expert in the subject.
Anything, Libby?
John, thank you so much for having us. We enjoy being with your listeners so much, and it's so great to be able to talk about these things that we're so passionate about. And my mom is such an amazing parent coach, and I just think that so many of your listeners would do very well in connecting with her, and it would be my pleasure to connect with them too.
Well, John, that's why I invited you on. Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say thank you so much for letting us be a part of this.
Well, it's my pleasure. Like I said, this is far more than just a tutoring company. And when I met you guys, I was so impressed with all of the resources and programs that you provide that I was happy to invite you on. So before we sign off, how can people find you? Obviously, we're going to put your website in the show notes, but how can people find you?
People can follow us on all socials. We are at Tutoring Prof. That's TutoringProf. That is on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, all the things that you and your kids enjoy. You can also go to our website, tutoringprof.com, or you can connect with us via email. I'm Libby at tutoringprof. That's L-I-B-B-Y. My mom is Leslie, L-E-S-L-I-E, at tutoringprof.com. And we would love to hear from you, so please don't hesitate to reach out.
Well, Libby and Leslie, it was an absolute honor to have you on the podcast. I know how valuable these resources are to students and their parents, which is why I wanted to have you on. Thank you so much for sharing of your time and your expertise.
Thanks, John.
Thanks, John.
Thank you again. And to everyone out there, good luck with the college search. Take care all and best wishes. Thank you for joining us on this episode of The CAP, the College Admissions Process Podcast. We hope you enjoyed the show. If you did, please don't forget to tell a friend and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and wherever you listen to your podcasts. I am your host, John Durante, and I look forward to seeing you on the next episode of The CAP. Hey, podcast friends, if you've been enjoying the College Admissions Process Podcast, I'm excited to share my new book, Straight from the Admissions Office, Insider Strategies for College Applications. It's packed with insights and tips from over 250 podcast episodes with admissions professionals designed to make the college process less overwhelming. Whether you're a student, parent, or college counselor, it's a valuable resource for navigating the admissions process. By grabbing a copy, you're also helping to support the podcast. The links are in the show notes. Thank you, and best wishes to all with the college admissions process.